Okay. The American Southwest holds many examples of long-term human influence on soils from agriculture. And one kind of agricultural soil change is the development of irrigric soils, see on the right there. And this results from the prolonged accumulation of fine sediments from irrigation water. Ancient irrigated soils occur in several world regions, especially in arid regions of Asia and the Americas. And irrigric horizons are recognized in the World Reference Base for Soil Resources as diagnostic for one kind of anthracnose. We wanted to share this study because much of Phoenix, where we are, is built over ancient irrigated soils farmed by prehistoric peoples known as the Hohokam. The Hohokam built world-class irrigation systems, the most extensive in the Americas north of Peru. Their likely descendants have farmed in this area historically and up to the present. I want to discuss one example of an irrigated field system in soil just south of us here along the Gila River Valley, and this was area was farmed for about 1,000 years from 450 to 1450 AD. And it's located near the large archaeological site of Snaketown. And there are snakes there, I'm sure, and is within the current Indian Gila River Indian community. Also wanted to mention we've published this work last year in the journal Geoarchaeology. If you'd like a copy, please let me know. The soil within the ancient canal system has distinctive characteristics in a geomorphic and archaeological setting that indicates that it is an anthropogenic soil. It consists of a light-colored mantle of silty to loamy texture with very little pedogenic development that buries a well-developed argillic horizon on a Pleistocene age terrace. Geologic studies indicate that this mantle is not derived from natural loess or recent alluvium. Sediment from prehistoric irrigation has been generally recognized in previous soil surveys of the area, including way back in 1901. Now, to go along with this, there is a close match between a soil mapped by the NRCS and the canal field system mapped independently by archaeologist Kyle Woodson. And you can see that area right in here, where the canal field system is. This soil is in the Tatai series of fine loamy soda caplocambid with the buried argillic horizon I mentioned. Now we also had the opportunity to test an important question: what effect did the ancient long-term irrigation have on salt and sodium in the soil? Others have used mostly indirect evidence to state that ancient farmers caused salinization, and that this was a major factor in the downfall of certain civilizations. This has been especially invoked for Mesopotamia and even for this Hohokam area by Jared Diamond and others. This is one of the only instances where we actually have direct soil data available on an ancient irrigated soil and where we can compare with nearby soils on the same geomorphic surface with similar natural soils. So this table compares electrical conductivity, sodium adsorption ratio, and pH determined on a saturated paste between these soils to over a meter depth, weighted by layer thickness. And the results indicate that although there are significant salt levels that need to be managed, the ancient irrigated soil actually tends to be lower in salt, sodium, and pH. And this suggests that irrigric processes improved crop production through long-term leaching and additions of fresh sediments with the irrigation water. Indirect evidence for management of the salt by ancient farmers is that, one, the Snaketown irrigation system functioned for about 1,000 years, so they were doing something right. And you also have a record of careful salt management practices among historic Indian farmers in the area. So to conclude, the Snaketown irrigated soil falls within the range of ancient irrigric soils for most characteristics, and more generally, ancient agricultural soils are potentially valuable sources of long-term data on anthropogenic soil change and processes. Thanks very much.